Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Paul Perillo, and we're here to wrap up the third round of the 2017 NFL Draft. Now, Paul, we were expecting pick 72. That came around. Turns out that we traded with the Titans to get pick 83 and 124. Pick 83 goes to Derek Rivers out of Youngstown State. What was your thoughts on that pick?
Well, my first thought was I felt, and a lot of other people felt, that filled the biggest need. An edge rusher, I thought that they needed some more pass rush help, especially on the outside. And Rivers is certainly an athletic speed type guy. A little bit of a smaller school, a 1AA school at Youngstown State. But one thing to keep in mind, Bo Pelini is the coach there. Bo Pelini has a lot of ties to the NFL. He was here once, actually, way back when, Miranda, when you were probably still in grade school. He was the linebackers coach here when I first started. So Bill Belichick has a long history with Bo Pelini. I'm sure he used some intel from his connection there. And I think this is a guy that fills a need. They have Trey Flowers, who's a good young pass rusher. Rob Ninkovich is still getting the job done on the outside, but they needed some more. We'll see what Rivers can do.
And the Patriots ended up having almost back-to-back picks. They traded pick 96 and 124 with the Lions for pick 85. And with that, they went with Antonio Garcia, left tackle out of Troy University. Your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, this was another one, not necessarily a need for the short term, but Nate Solder entering the final year of his deal at left tackle. And Garcia, by all accounts, is a raw kind of kid out of Troy, but a very gifted one, a developmental tackle if there ever was one. This is a guy I'm really anxious to see Dante Scarnecchia work with, because all of the draft experts that know a lot more about this stuff than I do feel like there's a lot of potential with this guy, a lot of athleticism. Maybe could get a little bit bigger. I know these 300-pound guys, and we say that they need to get bigger, doesn't make much sense, but this is a guy that has some tools to be really, really good. They may have gotten a really special player here, but it will be a little bit down the road. And again, like I said, Solder's back for 2017, so you probably won't see Garcia on the field right away, but interesting to see what Scar can do with him.
As we head into rounds 4 through 7 tomorrow, what are the remaining needs left to fill?
Yeah, and that's the good part. And Belichick, when he talked about this, you have to add in those trades. You know, the Cooks and the Ealys and the Dwayne Allens and those guys, they're all part of this equation. This is part of the draft. So that's the beauty of everything, that you're the Super Bowl champs. You've won two titles in the last 3 years, and you really don't have a tremendous amount of needs. You've filled a lot of them in free agency and in the trades that I mentioned. So I think they have three more picks that they're going to start the day with on Saturday. We'll see how Bill continues to trade, because we know he probably will. There just aren't a lot of really big needs. Maybe a cornerback for some depth back there, maybe a linebacker, but nothing pressing.
Not a bad problem to have when you don't have
high,
a lot of
needs. High-class issues, Miranda, high-class.
Regardless of whether they need players or not, we will be back here tomorrow to wrap up rounds 4 through 7 for all of you guys on Patriots.com. Until then, Derek Rivers and Antonio Garcia are your newest Patriots. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Paul Perillo. We'll see you tomorrow.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.